Good to be back with everyone. You know, after all the songs and all the testimony, and I told Sarah after she got done singing, I told her, you'll find out in a minute because God confirms stuff all the time. And you know, the title of my sermon this morning is Happy, Happy, Happy. That's the title of it. You know, and you know, you ever hear Phil Robinson of Duck Dynasty say that? I'm just happy, happy, happy. Now, you know what? I want to praise God this morning. You know what? That I'm happy, not because of what's going on in the world, not because of what went on with what happened and down through the past week or anything. I'm happy because Jesus Christ lives in my heart. That's what makes me happy this morning. You know, I have so much stuff running through my mind this morning. You know what? First off, I want to tell you this before I go any farther. You know what? If you have freedom of religion this morning, don't thank the preacher. Thank a vet. You know that? Thank a veteran this morning. If you have freedom of religion, if you have freedom this morning, freedom to stand up and, freedom of speech this morning, don't thank a writer. Don't thank the newspapers. Thank a vet this morning. Amen? You know what? You just go right on down the line what you can think of this morning. You know what? You thank a veteran this morning. Amen? If you got salvation in your heart this morning, you thank Jesus Christ. Amen? You do that this morning. You know, I was thinking about that. I praise God for all that they've done. You know, thank God for the people that I've known. Tony, thank you. I asked Tony to sing that song. I asked him to learn that song here a while back, and he sang it last week whenever wasn't here. I said, Tony, I want you to sing that again this morning because I am thankful for everyone that I've known down through the years that have taught me about Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for that because you know what? It got me to the point where I am today. And you know what? We have people that, you know, we as a church are trying to do these food pantries and trying to do these snack packs for kids. Listen to me. This stuff, when you cast your bread upon the water, it will come back someday to you. Amen? And I believe that wholeheartedly this morning. That's why I'm happy, happy, happy this morning. You know, I'm going to be preaching from the book of Psalms, the very first book. Tink will tell you this, and this is the first sermon that I ever did. The first time I ever stood up to preach, this is a text that I got it from. And last night, as we got back and as I tried to think down through the week what I was going to preach on, and nothing come to me, nothing at all come to me. I stayed up late last night, then I went to bed and I got up early this morning and God finally revealed this to me. He said, preach this. So I wrote some notes down. I typed them down. I got them down. So we'll see where this goes. But praise God. I want to read 1 Psalms. It says, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in season, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. But before I go to prayer, you're going to take part in this sermon in a little bit. I thought about this. If you've got a piece of paper and a pencil, I want you to get it out because I'm going to ask you to write some stuff, write a couple of things down on it here in a little bit. I don't want your names on it. I don't want to know who put it down there, but I want you to pass them to the side, and I'm going to collect them here after a while, and I want to look at them because I've got a question for you here in a little bit. You know, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we come, Lord, this morning. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord. I thank you, Father, for all that you have given us, Lord. I thank you for your mercy, your grace. I thank you most of all for your son, Jesus, that died upon the cross, Lord, to make and give us the way that we can have happiness in our life, Lord. True happiness, Lord, that only you can give, that only comes from knowing you. And we give you the praise for it all, and we ask it all in Jesus' holy and precious name. And amen, and amen. The story goes that William Randolph Hearst, I don't know if any of you know him or not, but the story goes like this. He invested a lot of fortune in treasures. He went around the world to collect many treasures. He said on one occasion he read the description of a painting that he just had to have. He just had to have this painting. So he sent an agent out to go find it. And as he went out to look for it, and he said it, and he come back and he had found it. And he said, listen, to his surprise, you know where he found it at? It was in one of his own warehouses. He had found this painting in one of his own warehouses and didn't even know he had it, but it was something that he had to have. He didn't even bother. Didn't even bother to read the catalog that he had cataloged everything down. Didn't even belong to. And you know what? Here he was searching for happiness in all these treasures and did not even realize that he had it right in front of his eyes. Listen, folks. In a world that seemed like it's on edge all the time, in a world that seems like everything's coming apart, when the news and TV and everything on it is nothing but chaos, and people everywhere trying to find some kind of happiness, trying to find some kind of normality in their lives, and guess what? And they can never find it. But praise God, us Christians have it cataloged right here in front of us. I'm asking you this morning, I don't know what your life consists of today. You may be sitting here this morning and wondering in yourself, you know what? I don't know what happened. I don't have that happiness in my life. I'm here to tell you right now, I don't know if you know Jesus or not. I don't know that, but I can tell you, if you know Him, you can know true happiness this morning. You can know true, you know what? And one of the greatest treasures, there's so many treasures in this book, and Father, one of the greatest ones that we have is true happiness that we can come by knowing Jesus Christ as our Savior. Before I answer the question of how you can have happiness in your life, I'm going to try to answer that here in a little bit through the scripture that I read. I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to write this down. I want you to write this down. Fill in the blank. I'll be happy if. I want you to write that down. I would be happy if, or I'll be happy when, or I will be happy when this happens, or I'll be happy if this happens. If your happiness is based on something that may happen in your life, that you're expecting to happen in your life, let me ask you, let me throw something out at you. What if it won't? What if it didn't happen? Would that affect how your happiness is this morning? Would that affect how you feel as far as being happy this morning? And be honest. I'm asking you to be honest this morning because you know what? And you wouldn't be happy. Let me throw this. If happiness is based on different things in your life, I tell you, I can do this with my life, what I'm going to talk to you about with my life a little bit this morning. If my happiness is based on if I reached a certain point in my life, listen, I get a job, I'd be happy. If I would get a good wife and children, I would be happy. If I would get this, I would be happy. What if? And let me ask you, what if that never happens? Then where is your happiness based on? I want to ask you that this morning. Be honest with yourself, because praise God this morning, I believe the only true happiness that we can, the contentment that will come to us one day, is when we get to know Jesus as our Savior, and know Him wholeheartedly and put our trust and our hope in that kind of happiness right there. Because happiness is not rooted, you know, it's rooted in joy that comes from within. It's not something that happens on the outside. Not all the time. Happiness is not, our joy and happiness is not based on what's going on in this world today. It cannot be based on what's going on in it today. That's what the scripture I've read this morning is talking about. Listen, it's making a contrast. It's making a contrast between someone that's living in the world and what they're basing their happiness on, and someone that is a Christian, someone that is godly and basing what they should base their happiness on this morning. How can that happen? It can only happen through Jesus Christ living in your heart. I'm here this morning. That's the only way that it can happen is through Jesus Christ living in your heart. But you know what? I've seen people that, you know what, they thought that happiness would be when they got a job. I know that they said, well, this I've got this job. I know that I will be happy now. And come to find out, after they got that job, after they got where they had got to the point where they got that job, that wasn't what the true happiness was all about. You see, if your happiness is like a moving target, and you're constantly, well, you know, I'm happy over here, Then you get there, well, then maybe you're not quite as happy. Well, I'm over here, then you're happy not here. If your happiness is based on something like that, brother said, that is not true happiness in your life. Amen? It's not. Only to find out that, you know what, you've achieved it as happiness or contentment, and only for a moment. It's only for a moment that you have it. Let's read the scripture again. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. First off, if you want happiness in your life, there may come a time where you may have to get rid of some of the friends that you have right now. It said, blessed is the man. Blessed. Let me say this right now. Take blessed out of there. Of course, it means happy. But do you know what happy, this goes even beyond happy if you go to this right here. It means extremely happy. That's what it means. That means giddy. It means that you are extremely happy. It said, extremely happy is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, or standeth in the way of the sinner, nor setteth in the seat of the scornful. Listen, sometimes in our life, we have to get rid of some of the stuff that's bringing us down. I've been there. I've had people in my life before, whenever I would be with them, and the way that they were talking, the way that they were doing, before I knew it, Greg, I was right in the middle of it. Have you ever been there? I've been there. And you know what it did? It started bringing my happiness. It started sucking that joy. It started sucking the happiness out of me. And I had to learn, you know what? Whenever this, and this could be family as well. You know what? It could be family as well. You know, there are times in our life when we do things like this, and we're right in the middle of it. And our joy gets started. And the psalmist is telling us, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You see what he's doing? When you walketh in the counsel of the ungodly, or standeth in the way of the sinner, nor setteth in the seat of the scornful. You see, there's three different things there. First off, they get your attention. First off, they get your attention. You know what? You start listening a little bit. And then maybe you stand still for a little bit. And maybe you pay a little bit more attention to it. And before you know it, you're shutting down. And you're taking it into retrospect. And you're saying, listen, this is the way that these things are going. But I'm here to tell you this morning. If you want true happiness, there may be a time when you've got to divide from this. And you know what? There, get yourself with good Christian people. And be that way. And get into that like that. And I'll tell you what, you will find out that happiness can be yours. It can be yours. Praise God this morning. I'm here to tell you. You know what? I know that happiness can be that. Listen, the psalm finds the contrast between the godly and the ungodly, is what it's trying to tell. Peace is not, I said this Wednesday night because I believe it. Peace is not a philosophy. Can I say that this morning? Peace is no ways near a philosophy. You know what? There's no seven steps to happiness. There's some things out there they'll try to make it sound like it's so easy. There's seven steps to have. Listen to me. It's not a philosophy. It's not a dogma. It's only in one thing. It's not found in the people that we hang out with. Peace and happiness is through one person and one person only, and that is through Jesus Christ. That's it. That is it. That is where peace and happiness comes from, is through Jesus Christ and knowing Him and wholeheartedly getting to know Him and staying with Him and having Him guide and direct your path and your light. There are times we must deal with the negative to be really happy in our lives. There are times people are very negative in our lives, and we have to make sure that we get that out of there. There are times it may require disassociation, yes. It may. You said that, Pastor? Yes, I did. And you said, "Well, preacher, you know what? I believe that we have to. We got to be around sinners to get them saved." I agree with you 100%. I know that. But if they are bringing you down to the point where your happiness and your joy is going, I believe you need to disassociate yourself from it. You need to get away from it. You need to take and put yourself in with Jesus Christ. Isaiah 57:20 tells us this. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. You know what? Unfortunately, many times we're drawn this way and into that way of thinking. Too many times whenever we stay in constant contact with this. Listen, it said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. What is the law of the Lord? It is the Word. That's what it is. If you want happiness, you know what? We disassociate ourselves from the things that's bringing us down, and we tear and we get into God's Word, and that's where we meditate. That's where we stay at. That's where we can find our happiness and our joy is in the Word of God. I have so many times, whenever I've been down, so many times whenever this life is bringing me down, and I get to thinking to myself, you know, I get to thinking this stuff that just comes into your mind sometimes. I have to get in God's Word. I am so thankful for our smartphones. You know what? Because no matter where I'm at, I can pull up the Bible and you can too. Amen? We can do that. It doesn't make no difference where we're at. We don't have to have our Bibles with us. We can pull up those apps and we can pull them up and we can read God's Word and we can get it in there whenever the devil is trying to put everything else into our minds. It says, you know, if you want to be happy this morning, it's telling us, but it is his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doeth he meditate on day and night. And it goes on to tell us this, and he said, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit, and his season and his leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that a wonderful promise that God is giving me and you? You know what? Doesn't that sound like happiness to you? Doesn't that sound like that to you? Doesn't it not sound like that God is wanting to, that God is wanting more than anything to bless us and to be with us and to him to be our God and us to be his people? And I thank God for that this morning. That you know what? That he is that kind of a God. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in the season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whosoever he doeth shall prosper. And it says, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the ways of the righteous, but the ways of the ungodly shall perish. Listen, it's very simple, very simple. I believe our happiness comes through Jesus Christ and staying in Him. I know the circumstances. I've seen the circumstances last week in that church. And one of the things that come out of that I read this week, the mother of the young pastor's wife, the young girl that the pastor that got shot, she was one of the 14-year-old girls, she got killed. She wasn't in the church, she was in Florida. And she come back up and she said this, which I thought was amazing. She said, I am thankful that if this had to happen to my daughter, it happened to her with people that her daughter loved. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing grace. That's amazing. And you know, I'm sure turmoil's in her life right now. I'm sure that there's hurt in her life. But you see how God is working and trying to work right now in this situation, and how God will continue to work. I mean, you know what? We don't know what our lives will be like this time tomorrow. None of us in here know what our lives will be like this time tomorrow. I'm here to tell you, can you have happiness in every circumstance? I believe that you can. I believe that you can. It's only through Jesus Christ. As my wife had mentioned earlier, our sister-in-law last Monday, just driving a car down the interstate to drive it home, and a tractor and trailer rear-ended her. And it could have been bad. But you know what? God was there. Are you happy in every circumstance? And you know what? I told him that night down at the hospital. I told her, I said, you know what? You are blessed. It's not lucky. You are blessed that the God that you serve, God just had his hand upon the situation. And you know what? As her husband cried trying to tell the story, and as he cried, you know what? I can see God working. I can see him working. And you know what? They realized that, you know what? They could be happy even in that instance. Yeah, it was a wreck. Yeah, the car was torn. But praise God, you can be happy because you know God is in control. I'll tell you, I don't know. Maybe this is something, like I said, I'm done this morning if they come get a song. But I want to ask you this morning, as you wrote down this morning, what would make you happy? What would make you happy if? You know what? If the ifs didn't happen, if the whats didn't happen, can you still be happy? Amen. You can be. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can still be happy. I said, because you know what? Because it's based on knowing Jesus Christ as our Savior. And knowing Him as our Savior, that happiness, that joy can stay within our hearts. Please stand, if you would, please.